Jones. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California. August 2, 1903. Elder Jones, my dear brother, I have a caution for you. You must be guarded. From the light that the Lord has given me, I know that you are in danger of encouraging plans that ought not to be encouraged. Intimations have come to me that you and Brother Megan are in favor of the plan to establish a school in Battle Creek. I lift the danger signal. My brother, the Lord plainly called the school out of Battle Creek, and it is not wise to build up a college there and call people back again. Brother Jones, unless you move under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, you will counterwork the work that the Lord is doing. Be careful not to make wrong moves. For Christ's sake, do not lend your influence to the building up of anything like a college in Battle Creek. This should not be done under any consideration. Even though there are school buildings there, this is not a sufficient reason why a college should be established there. When God presented the objections to building up institutions in Battle Creek and said that plants should be made in many places, he meant just what he said. The large patronage of the sanitarium is no sign that it is where it should be. Even though it had 100,000 patients, this would be no evidence in its favor. It is God with whom we have to deal, and we are not to move in accordance with human policy or with man's short-sighted vision. God means what he has said, and to establish in Battle Creek something that would draw our youth there and that would give the families already there an excuse for staying would be to work contrary to the light he has given. Had Dr. Kellogg been humbly following the light given him by God, the new sanitarium would have been established in some other place, even though apparently strong reasons called for its establishment in Battle Creek. Our forces should be scattered. The light that God has given me is that had the new sanitarium been established in Washington, a light would have shone forth that would have influenced those who have to do with the making of the nation's laws. In language too plain to be misunderstood, the Lord has spoken to our people, telling them to get out of Battle Creek. Many of the Seventh-day Adventist families settled in Battle Creek should move away from there, breaking up their old association as fast as possible. Let them go out into places where the truth has not yet been proclaimed, as the Lord has been calling upon them to do for more than 20 years. As those who have been in Battle Creek sell out and move into other places, they should not make it their first study to settle where they will have the greatest financial advantage. Let those who are tempted to do this think of what came to Lot as a result of his choice for a home in the fertile plains of Sodom. By this choice, he lost his wife, his married children, his riches, and had to flee for his life. The Lord sent Abraham out into a country that he knew not. He established him in a place where he could be an influence for good. We are the Lord's property, and we must do his work faithfully and intelligently. The end of all things is at hand.